The new report shows Petersburg is facing many of the same economic challenges as other Southeast communities, with a declining population and school enrollment dropping, and no real growth in commercial business in town. PEDC coordinator Liz Cabrera says the nonprofit's board wanted the report to provide an overview of local trends.
We hear a lot of snippets of information. Oh, jobs are increasing, tourism is up, tourism is down. Fish prices are up, fish prices are down. And a lot of time it's just out of context. You know, you just hear one piece of information. And we thought it would be useful for both business community and people who are making policies and plans for the town to have a place that they can go where they could actually see all these numbers in context and look at a complete snapshot of our economy.
Petersburg's population has dropped from a peak of over 3,400 people in the late 90s to just over 3,000 people last year. Likewise, student numbers in local schools have dropped substantially in the past 7 years. However, declines in population locally have leveled out a little in the last 3 years, and Petersburg is doing better than the regional average for annual employment. Southeast has seen a nearly 2% drop in jobs this decade, while the number of jobs in Petersburg has grown by over 6%. Cabrera says it's useful to compare Petersburg's economy with that of the region overall.
When you look at Petersburg in comparison to other communities in Southeast, you know, we're doing as well, if not better, than other communities. So, you know, one thing you can use these reports for is you look at Petersburg in isolation, and maybe it doesn't look great, but then when you start comparing to other communities, you know, that you realize that this is actually a regional trend. And how do you do in comparison to those other communities that are facing the same challenges you are? And I think Petersburg's doing quite well when you look at it that way.
There's no real change in the biggest economic engines in town, with the seafood industry still making up 47% of jobs locally. The top three private employers remain the town's big seafood processors. Cabrera says the report also shows a decrease in the overall number of companies in town since 2000.
There's been a decrease in some professional services, accountants and lawyers, and in construction. And then on the other side, you see some increase in healthcare and more jobs in that area.
Inflation-adjusted numbers for gross sales of goods and services in town show an increase in the past 4 years, until a slight decline just last year. And in recent years, the amount of fish landed locally has ranged anywhere from over 100 million pounds in 2004 to below 40 million pounds in 2000. The value of Petersburg's catch has climbed gradually over the past 7 years, and it topped $40 million in 2007. The number of people working in the seafood harvesting industry, permit holders and crew members, had rebounded in 2007 after seeing crew member numbers drop from 2001 through 2003. Overnight, visitors to town are spending less time here than in the rest of Southeast. The report also looks at the cost of living in Petersburg, with food prices up by over 37% this decade. A University of Alaska food cost survey found the cost of food for a family of four in 2007 was $160 a week locally. That's higher than food prices in Anchorage, Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan, but below food prices for Haines. The cost of electricity is close to that of larger Alaska communities. In fact, power is cheaper here than in Juneau, Anchorage, and in Haines. Meanwhile, the price of marine diesel fuel has gone up 104% since the year 2000, with most of that increase in just the past couple of years. The cost of a gallon of heating oil last year was $3.64 here in December. That's just above prices paid in Sitka, Ketchikan, and Juneau, and Portland, Oregon, and well above the $3.26 a gallon paid in Anchorage. The average price of a home in Petersburg last year is below the nationwide average and below averages from the larger communities in Alaska. The percent of people in town who receive some type of public assistance has remained relatively flat, with more than half of recipients under the age of 18. Petersburg's last major economic study was published by the McDowell Group in 2001. This year's PEDC report goes into a little less detail than that economic profile, but the group is hoping they'll be able to update and publish their numbers annually. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.